I'm speaking with Steve Hedges. He is with the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Mr. Hedges, thank you for your time. One of the reasons we're talking is because this week, Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri declared April General Aviation Appreciation Month. Now, it's been recognized in Missouri by this governor, and as we were speaking just a moment before, you said it's been recognized by several other governors across the nation. But tell us, you know, what is the General Aviation Appreciation Month all about?
Well, the Alliance for Aviation Across America, which my group, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, is part of, has been asking governors around the country to recognize the importance of aviation in their communities. And in every instance, they're happy to do it because aviation has a pretty dramatic economic impact in their states, especially general aviation. We're an industry that covers everything from two-seat Piper Cubs or even one-seat airplanes up to business jets. Nationally, we generate revenue of about $150 billion a year. We employ more than 1.6 million people. And our numbers in Missouri are quite large as well. We have a pretty large impact there. We generate income of about $900 million a year and provide 7,000 jobs through general aviation airports and maintenance and sales.
Have we seen the roles of aviation grow more and more as far as commerce and infrastructure go in the country?
Well, it has grown quite a bit. And, of course, like everything else, it took quite a hit during the recent recession. And now we're starting to see numbers come back, sales numbers coming back, and economic activity coming back. There's about 230,000 general aviation aircraft in the United States, which you would consider sort of your single or twin-engine plane flying, and then there's another 200,000 that do charter business that are also general aviation aircraft. And their numbers are coming up. So, of course, we like to see that, and, of course, it's great for every state where we're operating, and that's every state in the union.
You know, regular people, they normally sometimes don't fly at all. It's been over a decade since I've been on a commercial airliner. But tell us just some of the simple ways that aviation affects everyday life.
Well, general aviation is very important. You know, there's more than 5,000 public use airports around the country and 20,000 airports total. And these airports connect communities, and especially in rural states where not every town or city is close to an airport that has regular airline or even regional airline service, general aviation aircraft are there to help transport people and goods. There's a large degree of flights in the medical field, volunteer flights such as a group called Angel Flights or the Veterans Airlift. Fly wounded warriors or fly cancer patients to specialized treatment centers that would make, you know, it would be impossible for them to get to otherwise. There's a lot of manufacturing, marketing products moving through general aviation, banking products, communication relies on them, and of course law enforcement, Fish and Wildlife, Department of Natural Resources. It's all around you, and you may not recognize it every day, day in, day out, but it's there. And because of the number of these smaller airports, it's very active.
And of course, around here, people are, of course, familiar with crop dusting. Still, many farms employ that. And also, if you can, tell us how people can get involved. Say they want to get into aviation and get started. They want to have their own private license. They want to maybe get in the avionics field. Do you have resources or a location where people can go to find those type of resources?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one first simple stop would be to go to my group's website, aopa.org. We have a whole Learn to Fly section, and we have resources for pilots and for future pilots. And if people are interested in learning how to fly or learning more about general aviation, they can spend some time on our website. And another good way to do it is just go into the airport in your community and tell them what you're interested in. And, pilots are like firemen. They're really friendly people, and they're willing to help everybody. And so, you can go into your local airport and find out about learning how to fly, find out about maintenance opportunities, maintenance jobs. There are a number of community colleges that have airframe and air plant maintenance classes you can take to become an aviation mechanic or maintenance technician. So there's lots of different ways to get involved in general aviation, but the simple stop would be to our website, aopa.org.
Well, Mr. Hedges, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about Aviation Appreciation Month?
No, I think that's about it. We just are glad to have it recognized in Missouri, and it's one of our more active aviation states. And you mentioned the crop dusting, and the agricultural aspect of aviation is huge. I mean, there are a lot of farmers who fly, to and from conferences and across their own property to manage their properties, and then, of course, the crop dusting aspect.
Well, again, thank you, Mr. Hedges, for your time.
Okay, thank you.